As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I do have to say that the things that I've always done, like even going back to like my young love years, is I've written letters that I've never given to them. And that's always helped me release it and have closure from within. For the jerks that broke my heart, I wrote a really bad poem about them. And that like literally made me feel so good.
I don't mean to laugh. The poem?
Oh, yes.
You wrote a whole poem?
Yes.
That's petty. You had the time to rhyme your anger.
It just came naturally.
Honestly, you're naturally a poet.
Yeah, I'll read it to you.
Read it to them.
No.
wait. When you started to write it, did you know it was going to be a poem?
I've always like written stuff, like even the poem I read you the other day, like stuff like that helps me. I've always been like that.
I know, but when you started to write it, did you think like this is going to be a poem?
Yeah, because I've always wrote poetry.
You always rhymed when you journaled?
No, it was just poetry. Like, you're not going to understand.
I didn't know if every time you wrote it out, you were like...
Poems have helped me.
What's the Broadway show that went, that went crazy? Where the white guy was rapping. Hamilton.
Yeah.
I don't know if every time you were healing, you were Hamilton.
Yeah.
Shea Hamilton.
Perhaps.
It's just the poetry for me. It's like, I understand.
You wrote me a poem. It feels good.
One.
Okay, but still.
You made it sound like every time you had something in your mind, you were like Nas.
No.
You were like a lyricist. I'm just trying to figure it out.
In fact, I was like a business when I was in high school.
All right. Same outfit, same night. Still here. Still rolling. Okay.
You had a long working day, babe.
Yesterday was, actually.
Today. What did you do today that you seem so exhausted over?
The sun. When you're in the sun all day,
God.
Wipes you out. It's also 9:20 at night. I usually record this late. I've had the whole day on me. Okay. Today's topic is a big one. It's one that we can all relate to. And it's also one where we may all have different ways to handle it. So maybe we can't relate to the process of it because we all operate differently. But how to deal with a breakup. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't even know which button it is on the road. how to do with a breakup?
I don't even know if I'm the right person because I feel like I kind of just...
Would you like a blanket?
No.
I only have this blanket on because like I'm barefoot. My toe is like on hurting so bad. I'm not trying to show the dogs in the camera. If this was just an audio podcast,
I wouldn't care. Call your toes dogs. Yeah.
Dogs are barking. You know, what do you call them?
Do your feet look like that celebrity that went viral? Khalifa? Yeah.
Who I took hot yoga with? No. But anyways, I'm sat here with a blanket. Would you like a blanket, honey?
No, I'm okay. How to deal with a breakup. Allow yourself to go through it. I think the more you try to suppress what you're feeling, brush it under a rug, get busy. Busy is always, it's nice, but you also want to make sure you're actually allowing yourself to process through those emotions so you don't trap them inside.
Can you give us like a story time?
A story time?
Yeah. I feel like you just like were shooting off advice. I want to know more about like Shannon during a breakup.
I think I would allow myself to go through the emotions.
No, like a real life experience.
Oh.
Real story.
Gosh.
I can give mine.
Yeah, you can give yours.
You can think about yours.
I'm trying to think.
Take your time.
I don't know if I want to highlight.
For me, my typical ways of dealing with a breakup were to blame. For sure. To start. I'd blame the other person. Wasn't me, it was them. On some like, yeah, but.
You would call. I bet you'd call your mom, your sister. Like, you would talk to everybody about it.
Anyone who would listen.
I already know. You're chatty catty.
No, I would definitely blame. I had a hard time taking ownership and accountability for a long time. And I just thought my way was the right way. And I thought I had the relationship answers figured out, and that person just didn't see it like that. And so unfortunately I would blame a lot,
mm-hmm.
which then allowed me to lie and tell myself a whole different story than what a large part of the reality actually was. And in my wrongdoings within the breakup and why we broke up. But that was part of it. That was like a coping mechanism, was to blame. The other thing I would do,
were you convincing yourself too that it really was like not yeah, like subconsciously sure. you're no. blaming
subconsciously and consciously. I was like, it's them, not me.
So you deep down knew it was like you were part of the problem.
No, I'm telling you, I subconsciously I was like, it's them, not me. That's how way off mm-hmm. I was, unfortunately. The next thing I would do is out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. I would delete photos. If you were on my Instagram, I would take you down. It was like a deep cleaning that night.
You'd erase them.
Yeah, basically, sadly. And I think part of the reason why I would out of sight, out of mind it is because I just wanted to like not feel the pain, I guess, you know, and not mm-hmm. dwell on it.
Yeah.
Not to say I wouldn't try to come back now, because I would. Hey, stranger text. You know, all this rain in LA makes me think about, I don't even know anymore. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so I would move on very quickly. That's for sure. I would move on very quickly.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm being honest, I'm young, right, at this point. What I'm referring to is like young.
Was I part of your move on really quickly?
I'm talking like really late
quickly
teens, because early 20s, mid-20s.
But like, you were still carrying that over because I was a move on pretty quickly person for you.
Actually, for my timeline, you weren't. Oh. Maybe for someone else's average timeline. For my timeline, you were not.
Yeah.
But again, I would move on quickly. I was going to say part of the moving on quickly was for sure to like get back at my ex, you know, in some way, just petty and immature and whatever. And here's where like I realize now where a lot of stuff went south. As I've said so often on this show, I was taking the same me into a new relationship, expecting new results. So finally, when I met the Portuguese lover, camera right, I would realize all of those things that were coming up in my past relationships were also coming up today. And I was like, damn, like, I'm the common denominator. And it was, that was the first time I remember being like, oh shit, instead of pointing the finger at them, I had to point the finger at myself. And that accountability would set in, and the guilt and, what's the word? Not forgiveness, but like, I would feel really bad for my exes. I don't know why I'm blanking on that word. but I would, like, so much. In fact, I like thought about writing them, you know, whether it's an email, a text, or calling, or like, you know me, I'm an in-person person. I was like, I could just meet up, you know, but I was like, I just felt so bad. I felt so remorseful.
That was a cycle that you would go through.
I was looking for it. Yeah. When I was really healing and understanding like what a idiot I was, in a lot of ways, and a complete asshole, inconsiderate, selfish. I can go on and on, but I felt so bad, and I really wanted to like at least give them that for whatever it was worth. And I realized it might do more damage than good, and I've struggled with it for a while, actually, especially with a certain one. And so and I guess part of my reason to my remorse and why I wanted to give mainly her that, I don't want this to come sound wrong or come across bad, but I felt like I know her so well that I felt like I needed to give her this as like a release.
Mm-hmm.
Like it wasn't you.
Did you ever?
No.
Oh.
No. And I felt like I owed it to her, and as the least I could do to like, you know, hopefully make that reference point not as shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was any insecurities that I created within her, I want her to know like I created them within you. Don't change who you are. And so on and so forth. But all that to say, through taking this accountability and these looks in the mirror, I was so remorseful and really, really, really sorry. And but you know, that's how I used to deal with breakups, in a shitty way, in a very messed up way. If I could go back and tell my younger self, this is what I would say.
Let me ask you that question, because I feel like there's no banter happening.
Yeah.
Just so, because I'm like,
I was journaling. I feel like I was journaling for a second. I was, my bad.
I was like, I'm like, am I here?
It affected me. It had a major impact on me.
All right, so if you can go back and tell yourself something, what advice would you give yourself?
Pardon the interruption. Just wanted to hop in here really quick for a couple reminders. The first reminder is the merch is available and it is back better than ever. I have some beautiful, super dope new designs, especially with the gratitude for the win, therapy for the win, and the vulnerability and normalizing that for men. Those three designs are brand new. I personally love them, and I'm really excited to showcase them to you guys, and I'm hoping you have the same feeling that I do. So you can go get those right now at justindavis.life. That's justindavis.life. Of course, the link will be in the description below, whether you're listening or watching this. But again, just a friendly reminder, still merch out here. I got some long sleeves, got some crew neck sweatshirts, got some hoodies, got some t-shirts, whatever you need, whatever climate and season you're in. By the way, this time, as I switch some stuff around, shipping worldwide. I repeat, shipping worldwide. For all the international followers and the beautiful supporters of the community, I'm sorry about the past, but it's a new day. Get your merch too. It costs you a little pretty penny, because shipping overseas apparently is crazy expensive, as I came to find out. But nonetheless, we are now shipping internationally. So justindavis.life. Go get yours, support your boy, and spread the message. Some beautiful ones out there. Back to the episode.
If you were like your older brother to your younger self.
Find the lesson, first and foremost. Find the lessons, plural, in case there are more than one, which I'm sure there are.
Accept responsibility.
Are you asking me and answering?
Yeah. I'm just trying to have some banter here. I feel like.
Find the lessons, because nothing is a loss. Nothing is a mistake. Everything is a lesson. yes, I would take accountability. I would take ownership in as many possible scenarios and ways and experiences that I could. I would not burn the bridge on my way out. That's another thing that I did. Like my, my relationships ended horribly. My fault. And I would not burn that bridge. I would definitely offer more empathy and compassion and be sensitive to their emotions and their feelings. Cause God, I was, I did not do that. I would respect their healing process as well. Like I said, when I would come back, when I would, it was selfish for sure. And I would sales menu. I would sell you, but I would sales menu all the way, you know, and tell you the things that you want to hear, knowing I know what you want to hear. And it was just selfish.
Yeah.
So I would definitely respect your healing process and your time. And another thing I think I would do too is
I'm like more.
I'm telling you, honey. It sucks. I don't regret much, but I really regret the way I handled a lot of my breakups.
Yeah,
it's a big regret and it weighs heavy on me. But another thing that I would do is I would find out if there's a way to fix whatever was happening. Because as soon as I felt like I'm either not in control, I can't trust you, or this might be a waste of time, I would jump ship, right? I've always said like that one foot in, one foot out. That foot out would be heavy.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have just opened up a conversation, an opportunity to discuss, how are you feeling? Are you feeling the same way?
Yeah.
And I didn't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like you need to have an episode where maybe it's like a letter to your exes without saying names.
Yeah.
Because clearly, like, that this could have been just your episode.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, I've actually thought about that. But yeah.
I think for me, I obviously haven't been in as many relationships as you have. And one of them was super, super long ago, and I was a young high school girl. So I don't really know, but I do have to say that the things that I've always done, like even going back to like my young love years, is I've written letters that I've never given to them. And that's always helped me release it and have closure from within. For the jerks that broke my heart, I wrote a really bad poem about them. And that like literally made me feel so good.
I don't mean to laugh. The poem?
Oh, yes.
You wrote
poem.
A whole poem?
Yes. A whole poem.
That's petty. You had the time to rhyme your anger.
It just came naturally.
What?
Honestly,
you're naturally a poet?
Yeah. I'll read it to you.
Read it to them.
No. But it was actually really good, and it was so healing for me. I remember, actually remember the day that I wrote two, or the day I finished one of my poems, it just felt like a release.
I'm sorry.
I've told you this.
I'm only laughing because I know you. And I get the form of
it's like
healing. I understand.
Regardless if it's poetry, if it's a letter,
right.
That has always helped me. That has always allowed me to have a release in it. Mm-hmm. It's offered me peace and it's helped me to move on.
Yeah.
Like, again, when I, as funny as it sounds, like when I think about the day that I wrote that poem, it literally was like, I felt so good.
Sure.
It was, you know, as heartbroken as I was, it offered me healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that.
Wait, when you started to write it, did you know it was going to be a poem?
I've always like written stuff, like even the poem I read you the other day, like stuff like that helps me. I've always been like that.
I know, but when you started to write it, did you think like this is going to be a poem?
Yeah, because I've always wrote poetry.
You always rhymed when you journaled?
No, it was just poetry. Like, you're not going to understand. But it's like, even when my grandma passed away, I wrote a poem.
No, I know you work really well in your healing process with writing things out. I get it. I didn't know if every time you wrote it out, you were like,
poems have helped me.
What's the Broadway show that went, that went crazy? Where the white guy was rapping. Hamilton.
Yeah.
I don't know if every time you were healing, you were Hamilton.
Yeah.
Shay Hamilton.
Perhaps. See, these are raw conversations. Like, this is something that he either forgot or I didn't tell him. I'm pretty sure I told you all this.
I'm sorry. It's just the poetry for me. It's like, I understand.
You wrote me a poem. It feels good.
One.
Okay, but still.
You made it sound like every time you had something in your mind, you were like Nas.
No.
You were like a lyricist. I'm just trying to figure it out.
I have raps, too.
Good for you. It's great.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Writing has always helped me.
Yes.
In fact, I was like a business when I was in high school. If you were drinking something at that moment, you would have spit it all out.
What kind of business did you have?
Like when my friends were going through when my friends were going through a breakup. Like, I used to write the letters for them to their exes.
What?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
What?
That's plagiarism.
No. Plagiarism.
What if, okay, if I was dating your girl, your homegirl.
Yeah.
And you wrote a letter, and I was like, oh my God, your letter was so touching.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Well, it was basically
I believe that's how you feel. And she's like, let me see that letter. Real quick, like what?
No, so this is how it would go. They wanted to communicate how they felt to whoever
right.
their person was, and they didn't know how to curate the words.
Would they write it with you?
Yes.
Okay.
So we would sit together. They would tell me everything that they wanted to say.
Got it.
And I would write it for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's better.
I used to do that for so many friends. Like, we used to get together and they would tell me everything that's going on, what they want to say.
Did you think
and
you
I
were
would
really cool?
Yeah, I was a really good writer. My like I had an English even my English teacher used to always comment. Wait, this is not
why,
where
why
the
weren't you a writer?
Go. I don't know. Even when I was in college, I had a business major, obviously. And I
mean, obviously.
Well, because you know.
Oh yeah. Then you meant like it's
no.
Okay, go ahead.
I had my business, because I'm saying it as if you don't know, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm more saying it for the camera.
Got it.
But I had a business major, and I remember my English teacher was like, you should change your major to writing composition.
So why didn't you?
I don't know. I just didn't. What am I going to do with that?
You could have wrote books.
Yeah, I don't
love
know.
Love books, apparently. Like novels.
Poems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have your own speakeasy.
Maybe. At that time, I was just like, I was on my entrepreneur vibe.
Deaf poetry back in the day.
Yeah. Huh. But so that has helped me. Also.
Even if you can't do poetry, you should still journal.
Yeah. It allows you to really go through the feelings that you have. I think there's something poetic about.
There you go.
That transition from your thoughts to words.
100%.
And I think that there's a lot of healing power in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it did for me. So I've always stuck to it. Like, whenever I'm going through something, a good poem saves the day.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to give a quote right now. I'm serious. I do. Wait, hold on. I have the perfect quote for this moment.
At least my stuff is original.
In dealing with a breakup, all seriousness, this doesn't rhyme, so it's not poetry. But I want everyone to pay attention to this. My Chicago therapist gave me this a couple months ago, and it really resonated with me. And it's very perfect timing. Not all storms come to disrupt your life.
Mm-hmm.
Some come to clear your path.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of a breakup, if you feel like this storm is just a complete disruption in the end of your world and your life as you know it, believe it or not, there's another perspective and there's light at the end of the tunnel. And this could actually be the storm that clears your path. So just keep that in mind. And let it marinate, because I think it will hopefully help some people out. Pardon the interruption, part two. Right now, I wanted to come in and talk about what you continue to hear me talking about throughout this episode and this season, which is the consultations that I offer. Consultations with JD may or may not be for you, but if they are for you, or you're thinking, can they be for me? Let's go over what entails a consultation with JD. First off, it's one-on-one between you and I, or you and I and Shay, if you'd like, or better yet, you, your partner, me, and Shay. Now, I record every single session via Zoom because of this main reason. You're not going to have to worry about what I said, what you said, what Shay said, what we came up with. You can just focus, and when I send you the recording after the session's over, you can play the recording back, listen to it, watch it as many times as you'd like to soak up all the information that we got throughout that session. Lastly, I'm going to read a couple of different reviews that I've had from my clients I thought I'd share, just again so you can get an idea of what's the session like with JD. My consultation with JD was a great experience. He allowed me to see my situation from a different point of view, which was very helpful, even more so than my therapy sessions. Sessions with JD can't be described in one word, so I'll use a few. Informative, understanding, deep, sobering, realizing, inspirational, kind, and growing. He shows up just as much as I do, if not more. It's a safe space where I can be myself. He will challenge you to help you grow at your own pace. And you wouldn't think that someone who doesn't know you at all can help you learn about yourself in just a couple sessions. JD is an incredibly skilled coach. He has such an easy way of connecting with you and making you feel seen and understood, yet he isn't afraid to challenge you and hold you accountable. We got right to it our first session, and I walked away with tactical next steps to take towards my goals. You get the sense he has really done the work for himself and is excited to share with others. I can't wait to work with him further. So again, a couple beautiful reviews from some amazing people, ones who I really admire to show up to do the work because it's not easy. But again, you don't have to do it alone. So consultations with JD, the link is in the description below. I'm here when you're ready to get to work. Back to the episode.
And that's why I think too, like if you, during all your breakups, instead of moving on to the next chick or being in denial or having the blame game happen, I think if you would have wrote down what you were feeling, you would have recognized quicker that you were the problem.
No.
I think so.
Thank you, but I'm
unless
telling you.
Unless you're, what you would have wrote down
been
was
angry.
The blame game.
Exactly. You didn't do this. Like a pros cons list would have been all cons.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. The irony here, though, however, of you see how I handled breakups and you see how you handled breakups, and here we are. somehow we found each other. But, you know, I've didn't need to know all the rhyme fest you've been a part of and stuff like that. But I think
why?
In knowing how mature you've always been from like an early age. So it makes sense that you were able to handle breakups a lot better than I was. And you've always had a really beautiful way of not taking things so personal. I have a hard time with that. So mm-hmm. I would.
I think you have a hard time with it because you've built a storyline around everyone's out to get you. No?
No. Mm-mm. I've never thought that.
No.
Mm-mm. I think it's just more so my storyline is I would tell myself what I wanted to hear, and even if it wasn't the truth, just to sleep at night, just to.
But how do you not know deep down that that's not the truth? Like, how are you so good at convincing yourself of the lie? Like, that's
I'm very good at convincing myself of whatever.
But that's like scary.
Yeah, I have a very strong mental grip like that. But mm-hmm. back then, it was my norm. So like when I, so let's say the left side of my brain is like this blame game side. When there'd be a trigger that would arise and it'd be in the middle of my brain, it would go left real quick to go mm-hmm. to, it's not you, it's them. Like to just feel like I was in control of the situation and like I wasn't going to get hurt. And it was so automatic. It was a default mode, a default mechanism. And I got it from my mom, and I for sure got it from my dad, as I get to know him here later in life. And I always say those two people had a baby, and here I am. So I'm naturally built like that. So it's been a lot of work to undo a lot of that, to unlearn a lot of that. And now when you and I have conflict, or a friend, you know, I'm in conflict with a friend or a family member, I'm able to take a step back now, respond instead of react, assess the situation, as you taught me, to see from their perspective and maybe their point of view first before I just do mine real quick. And a lot of these tools have helped me handle those situations a lot better. Can you attest to that?
Yeah.
So
I think the more you put that into like
practice,
yeah, the more the more of that will become your default.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. And it has, especially lately with lifing. So the shit that I've had to deal with lately.
Oh yes.
So, you know, I handled a lot better. Even like,
I think too, like I've noticed you're more accepting of other like people's actions, and versus before I felt like you would allow their actions to like spin you out. And you would go down this rabbit hole, and all that rabbit hole would do was get you more angry, more worked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's like, you're like, it happens. And then you're like, huh? And then you're like, huh?
Yeah, how?
And then, huh? Like you just keep walking about your day.
Yeah.
Like, that was fucked up. All right.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. I mean, you know, one of my favorite quotes, control, it's in your control, has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
Knowing that people are going to show you who they are, it's up to you whether or not you want to believe them. And I've lately just been believing the shit out of them. And I'm like, cool, no problem. I'll keep it moving. In conclusion, for me again, find the lessons, be empathetic and sensitive to the other person's feelings and emotions. Try to still show up as a support system. Maybe you can work it out. Maybe you can't. But if you can't, handle it in a mature, still loving, respectful way. If you move on quickly like I did, you will take the same you into a new relationship and get the
not
same
not only that, or you'll just suppress what you're feeling for if you're on the other end of moving on too quickly after you just had your heart broken and you weren't like the actual, you were more of like the victim in the relationship. Moving on too quickly in that aspect is just going to suppress what you feel, and you're going to just be inserting that person to fill the hole that you have.
Yep. And to try to fill that void, which only you can do. Also found that out. can't fill voids with people. Who knew?
You can try. It's just not everlasting.
Yeah. And then
it's all temporary.
Yeah. And then again, lastly, that quote, you know, that storm may actually be here to clear your path, not to disrupt your life. And the beauty is you have the choice. You can let it disrupt your life and the future relationships that you may get involved with, or you can choose to let it clear your path.
Yeah.
And, see clearly now that the rain is gone. What you got, Liv?
I think the same thing, like taking responsibility, kind of looking at it from the other set of lens, seeing where, whether you were the victim or not, seeing where you can grow from it and be better. I also feel talking about it is great. And just having some form of release, whether it's talking about it or writing a poem. And allow yourself to really go through those emotions. Allow yourself to feel all the emotions that will allow you to release them and move on from it. And yeah, time heals all, I think.
Yep. I think be intentional too with this breakup. If you're breaking up because you're trying to run from something, be mindful of that. If you're breaking up because you're afraid that the truth of how you feel or what you think or what you want to say is not something that they're going to receive, be mindful of that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they will be able to receive it well. Maybe they've been thinking the same thing you've been thinking. And I think also just be intentional with and respectful of people's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I sadly did not do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd be surprised how long people can carry that weight.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a long time.
Yeah. And I think we all need some sort of closure in a breakup.
Yeah.
And I think closure doesn't always have to come from the other person. It can come from within.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I would leave at. So.
All right. Well.
All right.
No one's going to know what that means.
I know. You'll have to send that clip to Yvette and Clark.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. You made it through part one, season three. Congrats. I'm proud of you. I hope you had plenty of takeaways. I hope these lessons and these gems and these vulnerable, raw conversations really helped you, especially when it comes to your relationship. Part of why I wanted to just have Shay on for this, at least this part of season three, was because I know what the demand is when it comes to my community. And I know Shay and I are of high demand when it comes to just us being together and kind of the ins and outs of our relationship. So I thought, let's just create a whole 8 episodes just around those same topics. When it comes to the topics, I really sat with them and thought about them and researched about them. And I thought, you know what, this is going to be a really good chapter in the Who Can Relate book, if you will. So thanks again for watching this part one. Part two will be coming very soon. I'm really excited. Again, Shay and I will come on as co-host, but this time with a guest, with some experts, some friends, some licensed professionals, you name it. Got a couple of tricks up my sleeve, and I think they're going to be extremely, extremely helpful in guiding you through not only your journey in life, especially when it comes to relationships. So from now until then, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. I appreciate you all. I can't thank you enough for all your continued support, encouragement, and just showing up for yourselves, showing up for me, showing up for us. Thanks for showing up. So I'll see you soon. Enjoy your summer. Be good. Don't do anything I wouldn't do when I was single. See you soon. Took me back there for a second. I was like, what was that?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.